It was 1929. A splendid star shimmered in gold was born in the gateway in Africa under the blessed skies of Senegal. It was a century of new West African territories constructed by French colonialism. An era flickered between different and at times contradictory systems. She, though raised in such a daunting time, she was favored to be reared and grounded by the wise and warm hand and spirit of a maternal grandmother, positioned to inherit values and principles that kept her heart to the sky and lit up her path. Reared by a voice that taught her the preciousness of woman. Reared by a father who lifted her overall being, anchored in her sturdy identity and cultures of local societies. She met success early on and marched with it all along. Centered and prioritized by her African values through it all. Such was Mariama Ba, a phenomenal African woman. Way ahead of her time, a tenacious woman, she walked a path only a few will tread. Set on a fearless journey, like those who stood before her, she fought for Mother of Africa, showing no signs of stray. Such was Mariama Ba, a phenomenal African woman. An emblematic woman, she earned the name of the highest honor, Mother of Nine. Followed by educator, author, activist, and African feminist. An archetype she, in beauty and in courage, walked with the universe. A woman of towering strength, she dazzled Senegal and the world with a lamp of a heart that glowed like a splendid moon. Such was Mariama Ba, a phenomenal African woman. With earth under her feet through the sacred field, she lived a life of reconciliation, oscillating between conflicting domains, confronting post-colonial social aches and political structures. She was always present, dressed in an agent suit of change, advocating for reconsideration and reinvigoration of African life, exemplifying a delicate balance of life between openness and rootedness. Such was Mariama Ba, a phenomenal African woman. A woman whose life, packed with devoted service, sacrifices, and convictions, epic is her story of activism, raising women's awareness, conditions, and rights. Her fight without fear was lived to amplify the strangled voices of the oppressed women. Her fight without fear was lived with light in her eyes, with blood running in her civilized veins, with fire inside her, burning the hope of fire brighter and brighter, until all women of Senegal, until all the world could see the fiery glow, the precious gems women are to the world.